This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon citizens to stay united and defeat all forces conspiring to divide the country. Addressing a massive gathering on the occasion of Somnath Swabhiman Parv at Prabhas Patan today, the PM urged countrymen to move forward together, shoulder to shoulder and heart to heart, for the cause of Viksit Bharat while remaining deeply connected to our past. Describing the Somnath Swabhiman Parv as a vibrant reflection of the eternal faith and devotion, the PM stated that this festival is not merely a celebration of historical glory, but a vital opportunity to keep the timeless journey of the Somnath Temple alive for future generations. He added that the faith embodied by Somnath does not carry a message of hatred or destruction, but of love.
Ek aur swayam devadidev mahadev, dusri aur samudra ki vishal lehre, surya ki kirne, mantron ki ye gunj, aastha ka ye uphan, aur is divya vatavaran mein bhagwan somnath ke aap sab bhakton ki upasthiti ye is avsar ko divya bana rahi hai.
Early on the second day of his Gujarat visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the grand Shaurya Yatra at Prabhas Patan, organized as part of the historic Somnath Swabhiman Parv. The Yatra was a ceremonial procession of 108 horses organized to honor the countless warriors who defended the Somnath Temple over centuries. Prime Minister Modi inaugurated the vibrant Gujarat Regional Conference for the Kutch and Saurashtra region at the Marwari University in Rajkot. This is the second among the four vibrant Gujarat regional conferences, which is designed to decentralize the successful vibrant Gujarat model, bringing investment opportunities and the industrial growth directly to the doorstep of 12 western districts of Saurashtra and Kutch. Late in the day, the PM will inaugurate the remaining stretch of Phase 2 of Ahmedabad Metro from Sector 10A to Mahatma Mandir Metro Station in Gandhinagar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Srimad Vijay Ratna Sundar Sureshwarji Maharaj has not confined knowledge to books alone, but has demonstrated it in his life and inspired others to do the same. In his video message during the release of the 500th book of the spiritual leader and Jain monk, Srimad Vijay Ratna Sundar Sureshwarji Maharaj, Mr. Modi said his personality is a wonderful blend of self-controlled simplicity and clarity.
Maharaj sahab ne gyan ko sirf granthon तक सीमित नहीं रखा है बल्कि जीवन में उतार कर दिखाया है औरों को भी जीवन में उतारने के लिए प्रेरित किया है उनका व्यक्तित्व संयम सरलता और स्पष्टता का अद्भुत संगम है.
Senior BJP Union and Home Minister Amit Shah today launched the Mission 2026 in Thiruvananthapuram for the forthcoming assembly elections in Kerala. Addressing the state conference of BJP members elected to civic bodies at the Uday Palace Convention Centre in Kodiyar, Thiruvananthapuram, Mr. Shah said that BJP is working towards building a Viksit Kerala and aims to form a BJP government in the state to achieve that goal. He also said that the path to Viksit Bharat passes through a Viksit Kerala. Indian Meteorological Department IMD has forecast cold wave conditions today in parts of Rajasthan, Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Himachal Pradesh, Odisha and Punjab. Dense fog conditions expected for parts of Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Bihar, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Sikkim, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand to the next 2 days. The Weather Department further predicted heavy rainfall and thunderstorm conditions till tomorrow over parts of Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal. In men's cricket, New Zealand were 117 for 1 in 21.4 overs against host India when reports last came in during the first match of the three-match ODI series in Vadodara, Gujarat. Earlier, Shubman Gill led men in blue, won the toss and invited the black caps to bat first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.